Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we go. It's time for 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. You'd expect the professor would be building the best ones out there in the land. How's it going?
I am better than I deserve, I suppose, all things considered. It's been a pretty good day.
Yeah? Did you get to go put that gun together last night?
Yep. Got pictures of it up on the Book of Faces right now.
The Book of Faces. Is that... Now, is this one of the pinstripe guns?
Yeah, it's the one with the iron sights that Jack put up earlier today. I put it up on Patreon last night, but some sneak peeks. But then Jack put it up earlier today on about an hour ago, I guess, on Facebook. I don't know when it's going up on Instagram. I imagine pretty soon. But
and whose gun is this?
This belongs to your longtime listener Dan Hall.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So I know he's pretty excited. He'll be getting it on Tuesday, and it's pretty sweet setup. You know, it's got a gold line front sight, 24 karat gold line that we do in house with our blanks, and then our engraver Doug, who did your engraving on your slide, he does the gold inlay for us, and it's got the buried and adjustable rear sight with no dovetail, which is the greatest looking rear sight ever, in my opinion. And what else? Oh, it's got some beautiful scrimshawed ivory grips that go with it and some waterfall, I think it's Babinga. I think
when
that's
you say,
what the wood is.
What, when you say scrimshawed, what are we talking about?
Well, you'll have to see it to understand, but they're ivory grips that have been scrimshawed, carved, and then colored like the old school style. This lady named Catherine Plummer. She's a scrimshaw artist, and she actually did the grips for Dan. They're pretty cool. They have black knights on them.
And is this a 10 millimeter?
No, it's a 45.
That's a very striking looking gun. I do like it.
You looking at it?
Well, no, I've seen various pictures of it before. I saw it earlier today. I think I saw it on. I may have seen it on the Book of Faces.
Yeah, he put it up about an hour ago, I think. Yeah. It's pretty stunning. Pretty darn stunning. I'm happy with it.
And like all of your guns, it's just not another pretty face now, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's it performs really, really well. And I'm happy with how it shot. I mean, it's a hammer. It's soft, shoots soft, very smooth, very accurate. I like it. I would keep it if it were mine.
And earlier this week, I got a package from Tenacore.
Yeah, I saw your video. I watched it. I didn't give it a thumbs up yet. I need to go back and give it a thumbs up because I watched it the other day. But I was, I had 14 people coming out of office while I was trying to watch it, so I didn't get to get the full effect. But I saw it and I thought, oh, that's a good video. What do you think of the holsters?
I think they're very well thought out and they're very adaptable because it seems like to me, with the spacers that go with them, I could use this on something a little thinner or a little thicker. But I have adjusted these out to accommodate the FATW MGC. And I think it's going to... I can't wait to see what his version of the outside-the-waistband holster. He also sent me the ARX or the ARX, whichever it is. And that is a... Outstanding. As far as just the, what kind of stuff is he using? This isn't Kydex, is it, or is it?
No, I think it's molded plastic. Honestly, I think it's some kind of molded plastic, but it works really well. I mean, it's very durable. It's easy to shape. You know, like my first one was a government model Velo 4. And I needed a commander length one for my Yeti, so I just ground it down, you know, cut it off the hacksaw and ground it and reshaped it, and it shaped up beautifully. So yeah, I mean, I think overall it's really nicely done. Whatever material it's being made out of is well rounded and strong. I don't know what the material is in particular, but whatever it is, it seems to be very good.
Well, the one thing about this that I sort of like is, like, with me, one of my problems I have carrying inside the waistband is because of most of the time those holsters with a clip are going to ride really deep inside the pants to where you're just getting a grip. But these clips, you can adjust these clips to where it rides higher.
Right.
And it's still clipped. So it's going nowhere. I mean, it's a very well thought out design. I was duly impressed with Mr. Mao's work.
Yeah, I like Jeff's work. He does great job. And I'm looking forward to, you know, he's supposedly bringing out a OWB 1911 holster soon, and I'm looking forward to getting one of those for sure, because, you know, yeah, be needing one.
The when you say a 1911 holster, now, do you expect this to work with your guns as well?
Well, that is the idea, yes, sir.
Gotcha. Just want to be sure.
Yeah,
a Chambers gun is more robust. It is a heavier duty piece. It's way over engineered. Even the people that abuse their guns that send them to Joe for cleaning, they still function when they send them to him, right? I mean, Joe sent me a picture of one gun that looked like that, you know, that picture of the elephant's foot in Chernobyl. It looked like the loose shavings off of the elephant's foot in Chernobyl on that one gun.
Yeah, they get pretty dirty. Pretty dirty. In the next segment we'll have to talk about, I got my Light Fighter prototype in from Brandon. It's pretty sweet.
I saw a picture of that too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a video of it up on Patreon. It shoots pretty darn good. When I release the video to the general public, people are going to be shocked at how soft that sucker shoots. It's really, really soft.
Well, I don't know. I'm doing part two of the deep dive this weekend. If everything goes right, I'm doing part two of the deep dive. And, I mean, I still look at video, the slow-motion video I took of shooting that gun the first time I took it out, and it's amazing how little that gun moves. So, you know, as far as recoil control... Anyway, we'll talk about
pretty
that when
impressive.
We get back. The Light Fighter, well, you know what? We'll talk about that in the next segment. For those of you interested in the Joe Chambers experience and getting hold of a Chambers gun and being part of a very exclusive little club there, you start out by going to ChambersCustom.com. If you want to see why you would want to be in that little club, then you go to Chambers Custom. You look for Chambers Custom on Facebook or Instagram, and you'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision USA.
joechambers.com. Speaking with Joe Chambers at 1911 University, he's got a gun that is beginning to take shape, another new model. This one part of the Pro Series. This is the Light Fighter. Now, who's the pro behind the Light Fighter?
Yeah, so this is a gun we're doing with Chuck. We actually pre-sold all of these guns back in the spring, and we sold 30 guns in 50 hours. This is great. And Brandon's building the first 10 of them right now. And I don't know, he'll have the rest of them done before summer, I'm sure, because we have the next one to do after that. But yeah, it's a pretty sweet gun. It's got a comp that I designed based on some older comp designs that I'd seen over the years. I modified them to give a better volumetric flow. Which reduces recoil, reduces flash signature. It does increase the noise, but as David unwisely found out today, when somebody's shooting a comp gun, don't take your earmuffs off just because you want to see how loud it is.
And don't stand beside it.
Yeah, it's loud. Well, my comp gun, these comps, it doesn't matter if you stand beside it because everything comes straight out the top and forward. So because of the way it's designed, there is nothing coming back at you, nothing, you know, blasting your face. Well, you're going to find out because I'm going to send you my Light Fighter as soon as I can get it blued to right after
cool.
The first year. I'm going to send you my Light Fighter to play with for, you know, a couple weeks or whatever, see how you like it. So you need some 9mm ammo, not lead, can't shoot lead. But anyways, yeah, it's a great gun. It's cool. You know, Ben Simonson from Boresight Solutions is doing the grips for us like last time and with the resting gun and, excited about it. Excited that Brandon's getting them built. It's a good thing.
Now, looking at it, is this a commander length slide?
Yes.
I like it. Already. You know, that's my favorite flavor. Although, the next gun Joe's making is a full-sized traditional, for me, a full-sized traditional 45, which is going to have a full-size slide. But really, truly, when you start getting into these double stacks, you know I like that length slide. So, was this what Chuck wanted? I mean, he already had the Night Fighter, so the Light Fighter was a smaller gun. If it's the Light Fighter, the way it's spelled, does that have is it lighter weight? Is it alloy? What's going on with that? Makes it the Light Fighter.
Yeah, I mean it's a little bit lighter weight because it's a smaller gun. We chopped the grip down, so it's kind of a bobtail size kind of gun with the what's the word I'm trying to think of with the shorter mags and the chopped out mag well and all that, it's kind of more compact. And then, of course, being a commander with a comp on it, it's the size of a government model as far as the slide goes, but it's got a comp instead of being a government model with a full-size slide.
Right. Now, his first gun was the Night Fighter. Now, is there anything remotely similar about the designs of these guns? Like, does it not have a front sight like the Night Fighter? Does it have a front sight or does it not have one?
Well, my personal guns don't have front sights. The ones that we do for production do. Chuck
okay.
does. Right, that's my personal choice. So just to clarify for everybody listening, you know, all of these guns come standard with backup irons. I just choose to not have it on mine because I don't see the purpose. You know, I guess someday if I'm in a gunfight and bad guys are shooting at me from 200 yards and my dot goes dead, I'll wish I had a front sight or not, because I'll probably be hiding at that point. But yeah, I mean, for me personally, I didn't want them on there because it's, you know, one more snag feature or whatever. But I can always put it on later if I want to, because well, I own the place. But yeah, so they both have, you know, they right?
Yeah.
So they have backup sights. The Light Fighter doesn't have any cock considerations. It has Browning high power cuts up front, and it has scallops in the back. The both of them have an RDSM plate for the RMR style mount, the RMR style dot, which of course we all know the Holosun works also. And now both of them are the 2019 design that we came out with a couple of years ago. So they have the better frame geometry as far as the hole placement, and which allows for a smoother, softer, longer lasting gun. I'm pretty excited about the Light Fighter in so much as the springs, because I worked with Alan Duggar over at Spring Co. and we finally got the commander length springs developed in the lighter weights that we needed for these kind of guns. So all of these guns will also be running the Spring Co. Recoil springs, just like the Night Fighters and the Fat C's, and, you know, but we had to work with him to develop the spring compression ratios for the lighter weights so that we guaranteed that we got the weight of spring that we needed.
Now, is that a new thing, the spring guy?
No, I've been using Alan for years and years. You know, it's just, he made Commander Link springs in 16 or 18, but he didn't make them in 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 19, 20, 21, 22. And so now he makes them in 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And we're working on the 21 and 22, but we haven't got there yet.
Cool. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. I mean, the great thing about the Spring Co. Springs and why I get excited about that company is because, you know, you literally, you know that spring is going to last you years, right? I mean, they're tested. Their cycle test is 30,000 cycles. So, you know, unless you're just a crazy shooter and you shoot, you know, 15, 20,000 rounds a year, the spring is literally going to last you for a couple of years. You don't have to worry about replacing it every three range trips or whatever, like some of these springs.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break, talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. New gun coming out. We'll be right back. To find Joe, go to ChambersCustom.com. Check him out on Instagram, same, Chambers Custom, and Facebook, Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, met with the FBI on Friday to discuss Congressman Eric Swalwell's relationship with an alleged Chinese spy. Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Regarding the California Democrats staying on that committee, McCarthy says,
"Sure, I had questions about whether you should. That's the one question that was answered. You should have
Do you think you should be responding to Swalwell?
I just think the appropriate thing, he should not be on
the top." The House and Senate are preparing a two-day extension of funding to avoid a government shutdown at midnight. The short-term resolution will give congressional leaders until Sunday to reach an agreement on a COVID-19 relief bill. Lawmakers from both parties have insisted they will not leave Washington for the holidays until they get a deal. USA Radio News. On Friday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell both received their COVID-19 vaccinations. Also receiving a vaccination, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He joins Fox and Friends and talks about the vaccine and those who may be a little bit skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine.
Some of my people back home have called me and said we're scared to take the shot because we don't know what's in it. And I tell them, I ask them, do you eat hot dogs? You don't know what's in a hot dog either. But you got to trust somebody, and the most able, perspicacious people in the world to develop this vaccine. The vice president took it today, and once it's available, you should take it too.
Okay. That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and your final numbers on Wall Street, ending the week on a down note with the Dow losing 124 points, falling to 30,179. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Joe Chambers, 1911 University. Let me ask you a question. I've always wondered this. Everybody out there will say, my favorite grip angle is the 1911 grip angle, and yet all of these other manufacturers don't use that grip. You know, they have variations on it or something else. Is there some sort of patent I don't know about that says only the 1911 can have that grip angle?
I don't believe so. Not that I'm aware of. I mean, the patents on a 1911 ran out decades ago.
So, I mean, what do you think? What do you think has been up because I mean, there's nobody, you know, between the trigger and the grip angle. That makes it straight out, you know, when you're sticking the gun out there, that is, you're just acquiring the target so much faster. I put an optic on my Glock 45, right? And I've been practicing, and I'm so used to sticking the fat WMG out there, where the, you know, I stick it out there, and oh, there's the reticle right there. I didn't even have to look for it. I didn't have to tilt it or nothing. And then I get this Glock, and I'm used to that grip angle, so when I stick it out there, I'm actually tilting high with it. Right? And then I have to bring up my, you know, take my wrist up a little bit. Oh, there's the reticle. So, I mean, why do you think some of these guys did this stuff?
Well, I think, like, the Glock was, what I understand, that the Glock grip angle was based on European pistol designs. If you look at all European pistol designs, they have that rake. Not all of them, but majority of them have that raked grip to them. If you go to the CZ does not. The CZ is very 1911-ish.
Yeah.
You know, very much a similar grip angle, 68.5 degrees-ish off the line of the bore. You know, so, and you have companies out there who I find curious is you have companies out there that have made a fortune, like Boresight and others made a fortune changing the angle of a Glock to that of a 1911. Why not just buy a 1911?
Well, I mean, yeah, Boresight is one of those companies that does a really good Glock workover.
They do amazing work. Ben is the original OG Glock guy, you know, and that's why we use them for our Pro Series stuff, because they're amazing. But if you like the angle of the pistol, you know, if you like the angle of a 1911, why are you buying a Glock? Buy a 1911 and be done with it. You know, I mean, stop fooling about. Oh, I get more rounds. Okay, buy a double stack. Double stacks have been around since the early, you know, the mid-90s at the latest. So what's your excuse? Oh, you got none. Cool.
Now, but now, once again, now we talked about this here recently. Lots of 1911 guys. Some of your pros came from Glock back to 1911, right? Or 2011 or 2019, whatever we're calling the guns they built. And for some of them, it was quite the adjustment. But lots of Glock guys seem to have either been or are going to be again 1911 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is? Because, you know, the grip angle, like with hands, right, with hand size. And I never had thought about this. I never had thought about this, but I do a segment with Dave Harrington, and Dave was on here, and I was explaining to him how I had trouble initially with every Glock I ever picked up. And, you know, I was like, because of that point of aim that I have, that... besides that point of aim that gets messed up when you go from one platform to the other, the other thing he pointed out to me, because he came from the 1911 to the Glock, he said the other thing you need to think about is because of that angle, it's going to affect where your finger is going to actually hit the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a sort of a length challenge setup between the heel of the palm of your hand and your fingertip, that's going to impact it. And it may be why you angle the trigger, because my finger hits the trigger on a Glock at an angle, whereas on a 1911 it hits a square. So my suspicion is that's why I have a few issues on point of aim. I group with every Glock I ever pick up, but, you know, anyway. I never had thought about that, about how it was affecting my finger hitting it, my finger getting to it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you change the grip, you put your finger further away, right? Your finger's further away from the trigger. Well, then that's the way it works.
Well, I would think it's about 4 degrees further away. But anyway, I never had thought about that. But now I'm going to try it.
If you have short hands, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is a big deal. I mean, what I was going to do with the Glock that I'm trying to shoot as well as I may, which that's a futile exercise, I know that, but I still want to do it just for the giggles. I was going to originally run it with the 5th gen trigger on a Glock 5th gen, but now I've switched it over to a flat trigger,
mm-hmm.
which it feels a little better with a flat trigger. And it doesn't seem like I'm reaching as far for it with a flat trigger. So.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, you know, so much for Glock perfection, huh?
Mm.
So much for that. That claim.
Glocks do their thing. You know, I mean, that's... it is what it is. You know, I mean, they work fine. It's not like they suck. They just, they're very, to me, they're very generic.
I guess that's sort of by design. I guess when I was in the Army, we trained to the lowest common denominator as far as the way they approach the curriculum. It's, for me, when I look at Glock and I look at what it is, to me it's like it was designed, physically designed for the lowest common denominator.
Right.
I guess that sort of explains why, with all of that tolerance and everything, that do you think they shoot sloppy in the hands of a good shooter? Do they shoot sloppy as far as keeping it on target, or do they have, if does everybody you know have one that's sort of tuned up?
No, I mean, I know a lot of people that can shoot a Glock decently. I personally, I think there's a lot of BS going on some of these groups that I'm follow, and I see, you know, what's that little, the small Glock, is that the 34?
Now, that's, I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. We'll discuss that when we get back. I'm very curious, that really, I want to hear about that. I want to hear what you have to say about that. Chambers Custom. New guns coming out. There's stuff he hasn't told me about. There's some stuff he has told me about that we've never talked about. There's some stuff he hadn't told me about, which we've also never talked about because I don't even know it exists yet. But to get involved with it, you got to go to chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University, although I think we may be going off into just engineering university. You were talking about some groups that you're following regarding certain things. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the new trend, of course, is to shoot V8s. Everybody wants to shoot a V8, you know.
Right.
And I don't... Excuse me. I don't think that everyone realizes how incredibly difficult it actually is to shoot V8s under time like a bullseye shooter.
Right.
But I see some, and you know, I'm not calling guys liars or nothing, but I'm just saying I see some things that are relatively unbelievable from some people.
Yeah.
For example, you know, I seen a guy the other day, whatever that little Glock is that everybody's crazy about, you know, the single stack 9mm, the tiny one. You know,
the Glock 43?
No, not that one. The
43X, 48?
Yeah, one of them little single stack Glocks, whatever it is. Anyways, dude posts up a 25-yard group that he said he shot 5 shots in 10 seconds times 2, just like bullseye. And it's like a 105X or something. And he shot it strong hand only. And I'm like, there's no way, dude. Just saying. I know some of the best shooters in the world. And there's no way you got that lucky. Just didn't happen.
Right.
You know? And it seems, and I'm not, like, again, I'm not saying people are lying about it, but, man, keep your expectations real. You know, when I go out and I shoot, you know, I've posted up some groups on different places where I'm shooting a B8 at 50 yards. I'm shooting like in the mid to high 90s. Man, that's after decades of practice. You know, I mean, that's not something that comes with ease. And so don't be discouraged by what you're seeing. If you're shooting in the mid, you know, the low to mid 90s at 25 yards, that's respectable. You know, but some of these groups I'm seeing, I'm just like, with the guns they're shooting them with, I'm like, bro, stop playing, right? Just stop playing, because we're all looking at you, and we're not saying it, but we're thinking it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm going to use the B8 merely as a tool to measure. I'm not worried about shooting. I don't even know what the standard is. For these guys that shoot 100, what is the standard? How fast do they have to shoot? And how many rounds do they get to shoot and score this 100?
Well, one of the standards out there is the DeFour hat qual, which is from the draw, 10 shots in 20 seconds or less, you must shoot a 90 or above.
Okay.
That's to be totally honest with you, I watched Kyle's class, and I hope to take one of his classes in 2021 just to test my own self, because I see, the classes that he does, and there'll be like 20 people in the class, and one guy will get the hat qual. Just one. And I'm looking at it, and I've taken Chuck's class, I've taken Jared's class, I've had private lessons from Fish. And I'm like, 10 shots in 20 seconds in a 90 ain't that hard. It just ain't. But it also goes to show, like, one of the things Fisher and I have talked about over the years is there's a lot of dudes out there that just can't shoot because they don't practice. Right? There's a ton of dudes out there that go to a class that don't practice. And the class is their practice.
Right.
And I don't care if you're shooting a 1911, a Glock, a CZ, an S, HK, a SIG, or whatever. You got to practice, man. And like people go, well, I don't have ammo for practice right now. Ammo's too expensive, or I can't find it. Man, you ever heard of dry fire? Practice, because if you don't practice, and the need to defend yourself arises, you might be like that duck that's trying to land on the interstate in the middle of the winter.
So, with me, what I'm going to do, with when I took Steve's RDS class, he wanted us to zero at 25 yards on a B8 target. And I'm not worried about actually officially getting it in there 10 shots in 20 seconds. I'm not worried about that part of it. That's just not the kind of shooting I do. My shooting is all geared towards self-defense or offense, if it turns into that, against humans in a situation, in a life or death situation. So I'm not worried about this will simply be an exercise to make sure that my sights are where I've tried to zero them in too, and that'll just simply be confirmation of that.
Right.
Which will give me confidence. If I'm zeroing at 25 yards, then at 10 yards, somebody's going to be pasta.
Mm-hmm.
At 15 yards, somebody's going to be pasta. I mean, I don't know that if somebody's standing there at the end of with Steve, it's all about how long is a grocery aisle, which is 25 yards. 27, I think, is what he told us. So if somebody's at 27 yards and they are not actively engaging me, do I even need to take that shot? But what if they actively aren't engaging me, but they have one of my grandchildren in front of them? Well, now I've got to take the shot. So it all comes into the context and how it goes. But I'm not looking to, the control gun, when I start ramping up with this Glock with the optic on it, it's going to be the Fat WMG.
Mm-hmm.
With the optic on it. And that will show me what a zeroed optic. I know that gun is zeroed. I've messed with nothing on that optic since you sent it to me. And everybody that has shot it said, this is the most accurate gun I've ever picked up in my life. Well, actually, what they've said is, this is the most accurate gun I've ever picked up in my life. And that's what I'm looking at doing. And I'm not going to ever post up and get out there and say, well, of course I shot a B8. Look at this. I did all of this in 5 seconds. Wow, one hole. That's 35 rounds, people.
Right.
And turn around and walk away with that. I mean, I wouldn't do that with the Fat WMG.
Yeah.
So, I see some of these guys, but when I used to play golf, I used to go to this country club. I only went to one country club to ever play golf. And I'd be there and I'd be looking at people. Hey, what'd you shoot today? They'd be like, 62.
Right.
That's incredible. Why aren't you in the PGA?
Right.
I only do this for a hobby. What do you do for a living? Heating and air conditioning man. Mm-hmm. How often do you play golf? Once every 2 weeks. What was your score again? 62. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're completely full of crap.
All right.
I mean,
all right.
Like Brandon. Brandon plays golf at least once or twice a week, and with his dad. Like the other day, he went out and he was pretty bummed because he shot a 72, and on his birthday,
well, he's
two over.
Oh.
And he's like, bro, man, I almost had par today again, and because he shoots par pretty regularly. He's pretty much a par golfer. We played in Vegas at the Vegas National, and I think he shot on the PGA course, he shot like a, I don't know, 76 or something. I shot like a 76 on the first nine. and we go in and he turns his card in because they give you a free lunch or something if you shoot under 80. And all the people at the counter were like, oh, my. Do you play often?
I used to play based upon trying to score low, but then I figured out, you know, the way I'm going to play and enjoy it is if I try to score as high as I can. So now I don't. Well, I haven't played golf in a very long time. Before we run out of time, find Chambers Custom at ChambersCustom.com. Find them on Instagram, where you can see probably a picture of this light fighter, Chambers Custom. Find them on Facebook, where you can keep up with what they got going on and see some of the writings of Joe, which are very entertaining. I love it when you post. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Love it. So thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
If I don't talk to you again, although I plan to, Merry Christmas to you and yours, but I'll be talking to you next week.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
All right. Coming up next, it's time to talk with writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.